I'm so tired of all the spam I get.
Do you get a lot?
Of course I do. Doesn't everyone?
I don't.
How is that possible?
I have an email address that is just for shopping online. I don't use it for anything else. The email address I give to my friends is private. I don't give it to anyone else.
I never thought about having different email addresses for different things. Don't you have to pay for each email account?
There are a lot of email providers that give you an account for free. For example, you can use Hotmail or Yahoo for free, but they have limited space and aren't good for everything. I like to send a lot of photos. The photos I want to send are often too big for my free Hotmail account, but it's perfect for the shopping I do online.
Do you do a lot of shopping online?
Yes. For example, I buy a lot of textbooks online. The textbooks I buy online are often cheaper than the ones in the bookstore.
How can I get one of these free accounts?
You just go to their website and sign up. Choose a username and password. If the username you choose has already been chosen by someone else, you can choose another one or simply add some numbers to it. For example, I chose Sly Fox, but it was already taken, so I added the year of my birth, 1986. So I'm Sly Fox, 1986.
Why did you choose that name?
That's the name I was called when I was a child. My older brother was always giving people nicknames. After you choose a username, choose a password. Make sure it's a number or word you will remember easily. If you forget your password, you won't be able to use your account. The password you choose should never be obvious. Never, for example, use your birth date, address, phone number, or social security number.
What password did you choose?
The password I chose is a secret. I will never tell it to anyone.